Reading from the prophet Isaiah. Say to all faint hearts, courage, do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming, vengeance is coming, the retribution of God. He is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. For water gushes in the desert, streams in the wasteland. The scorched earth becomes a lake, the parched land springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers, do not try to combine faith in Jesus Christ, our glorified Lord, with the making of distinctions between classes of people. Now suppose a man comes into your synagogue beautifully dressed and with a gold ring on, and at the same time a poor man comes and says, in shabby clothes, and you take notice of the well-dressed man and say, come this way, to the best seats. And then you tell the poor man, stand over there, or you can sit on the floor by my footrest. Can't you see that you have used two different standards in your mind and turned yourselves into judges and corrupt judges at that? Listen, my dear brothers. It was those who are poor according to the world that God chose, to be rich in faith and to be the heirs to the kingdom which he promised to those who love him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Returning from the district of Tyre, Jesus went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, right through the Decapolis region. And they brought him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they asked him to lay his hands on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, put his fingers into the man's ears, and touch his tongue with spittle. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed, and he said to him, Epatheia, which is, be opened. And his ears were opened, and the ligament of his tongue was loosened, and he spoke clearly. And Jesus ordered them to tell no one about it, But the more he insisted, the more widely it was published. Their admiration was unbounded. "He has done all things well," they said. "He makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be our Lord Jesus Christ.
A pastoral letter from Terence Patrick Draney, Bishop of Middlesbrough. The Synod of Bishops. "Dear sisters and brothers, during the pandemic, among many of the Pharisees, among many of the phrases which have been frequently employed by the fact that we all stand together, this stands out. Pope Francis has convened the Synod of Bishops to take place in 2023. The title is "For a Synodal Church." And he has asked us all to prepare for this. So what on earth is a synod? Well, we are all in it together, or at least we are all journeying together. We are all on the same road. This is what is meant by synodal church. To clarify the matter, we can turn to what Pope Francis himself in 2015 said on the 50th anniversary of the institution of the Synod. "Synod and synodality," he says very clearly, "is the Lord asking us to look towards the present and the future. The synod journey is one we will make together. Laity, pastors, the Bishop of Rome." It's an easy concept to put into words, but it's not so easy to put into practice. A synodal church is a church which listens, which realizes that listening is more than simply hearing. It is a mutual listening in which everyone has something to learn. All listening to each other and all listening to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, in order to know what he says to the churches. The synod process begins by listening to the people of God, which share also in Christ's prophetic office. The synod continues then by listening to the pastors and culminates in listening to the Bishop of Rome, who is called to speak as pastor and teacher of all Christian churches. The first level of the exercise, synodality, begins in the particular churches, only to the extent that these organizations keep connected to the base and start from people and their daily problems, can a synodal church begin to take shape. These means, even when they prove wearisome, must be valued as an opportunity for listening and sharing. The second level is the ecclesiastical provinces and ecclesiastical regions, particularly the councils and in a special way conference of bishops. In a synodal church, as I have said, it is not advisable for the Pope to take the place of local bishops in a discernment of every issue which arises in their territory. In this sense, I am conscious of the need to promote a sound decentralization. So now I set out a timetable for the particular church of the Diocese of Middlesbrough. Firstly, I have nominated a person who will be the facilitator of the process and gather a small group together to help. Canon Derek Turnham has agreed to take on this role. We await a questionnaire to come from Rome, which I hope and pray will have arrived by the time you receive this pastoral letter. However, a template to contextualise the questionnaire has been prepared in advance. In this way, there will be no delay in getting it out to the parishes. Apostolic organisations and religious houses, and within the rest of the diocese. The preamble to the Synod of Bishops opens in October on the weekend of the 9th, 10th in Rome, and then a week later in the diocese, opening on the 17th of October with a Mass at the Cathedral at 10 a.m. By this time, I hope that the questionnaires will have created a forum for discussion. It is my expectation that each parish, apostolic organisation, and religious house will elect a representative to come together to share, under the Holy Spirit, whatever has been discerned. This can then be shared with all the representatives and with me, the bishop of this local church. As we listen to what is being said through prayer and the inspiration of the Spirit, again as bishop, I will then begin the process of discernment as to what in the Spirit and through prayer should be carried forward to the national level. All this so that eventually the Synod of Bishops, as such, is able to discern with Peter and under Peter what the Spirit is saying to us now and into the future. It is important to understand that the Synod, albeit a form of governance in the Church, can only be effective in as much as that it is the result of prayerful listening and reflection under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is not about agendas, personal or otherwise. It is about discerning the voice and direction of the Holy Spirit. So please ask the Spirit to guide us all as we prepare to journey together. Yours in blessed hope, Bishop of Middlesbrough, to be read at all masses and chapels on the weekend of the 4th and 5th of September. Just to say, following that, we have not yet received any questionnaires. Okay, so we are still waiting.